Yeah. Concerning stress here, what about using tricks? Personally, when I feel stressed, I put attention on breath and ride on the breath, and that automatically relaxes, and maybe it's a way to rest in awareness. I don't know, but it's a useful trick though. Riding on the breath.
Well, yeah, you know, the point is that it's up to you. It's up to you how you want to go about it. So now you've made it fairly simple. There are a lot of complicated ways to be involved with trying to get to know ourselves. But you've made it very simple with a very simple practice. But I would ask you then, you know, what is aware of the breath? So you see, when you're resting, it's your breath. The breath is the object of awareness. So to rest as awareness gets right to the root of the matter.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the importance of this. And this does have very practical importance. Remember this hologram I've been talking about, or the mirage. Well, within awareness, obviously, there are so many points of view. There are innumerable points of view. They can't possibly be counted. When we believe ourselves to be a human being, then we believe that we can die. We believe that there's an end that comes to us when we're no longer around, and our consciousness and our awareness is completely expunged. And when we believe that, we believe in the vital functions of our body. So we believe in our breath and as a vital function of our body. We believe in our heartbeat as a vital function of our body. We believe in our senses as vital functions of our body. When we begin to rest as awareness, we begin to see that the vital functions of the body are dependent on awareness. Awareness isn't dependent on the vital functions of the body. Do you see what I'm saying here? And this is important, very practically important in the following way. If we can rest completely to the point of not even trying to do so, then it becomes clear that awareness isn't dependent on anything. It's not dependent on the senses. It's not dependent on the breath. It's not dependent on the heartbeat. When we die, we lose all of those things one at a time. We're there, dying, and we're completely aware, but yet all of these things are shutting down one at a time. The hearing, the ability to smell, to feel something when we touch it, to see, all of the senses just go, and then there we are, senseless. And we have our beating heart and our breath. But then guess what? Those stop too. The breath and the heart go. And then we're still absolutely aware. Well, if we become familiar with awareness as the root of everything, the breath, the heartbeat, all sensations, then when we die, we can just relax rather than being in a very stressful condition. So even though I know this has provided you tremendous support, and I'm certainly not suggesting that you give it up. Just rest as awareness while you're focusing on your breath. Because you already are, you know. And so, you know, some of us in the room, we're getting on in years, so when you're young, you don't think much about dying. And sometimes you even feel immortal. Oh yeah, everybody else is going to die, but I won't. But when you get older, it's clear that it's going to happen. There are a lot of other, your friends are all dying, and your parents and all their friends are either dead and gone or dying. And so, you know, the handwriting's on the wall, in other words. So you see, these practices are very practical. They're extremely beneficial. spiritual, because everyone here will die. And, you know, usually I say, well, how many here will die? And only some people raise their hand. I don't know what's going to happen. The cure for age and the cure for immortality is so wrong. But I think you understand what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah.